Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about how NIL is helping college basketball, but we are going to continue to take a trip to every location that the Chiefs have made a selection in this year's NFL draft. Let's head to Tennessee to be joined by Zach Reagan, who covers the Tennessee Volunteers with A to Z Sports, to talk about their second-round draft pick, Omar Norman Lott. They selected him in the second round. Zach, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Doing fantastic. What kind of prospect did the Chiefs get with Norman Lott?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty versatile guy. I was expecting him to go round two, round three. It's kind of surprised to see the Chiefs jump up there and get him, just because there's some questions about his knee and some things that came up during the draft process. But I always liked him at Tennessee quite a bit, just his versatility. He could play inside. He could rush the passer. Wasn't really asked to stop the run a lot, just because Tennessee had such a deep defensive line rotation. But I think he's got the potential to create some mismatch there on the inside for Kansas City.
Do you think he's a guy that can extrapolate out a little bit? Because I'm looking at last year, there wasn't a whole lot of production from him last year. But obviously Kansas City's asking him to come in and be maybe a third down guy or a rotational piece. Do you think he can be an every down starter in the National Football League?
I mean, he's got to go prove it, of course, but it was just Tennessee was such a unique situation last season where they deployed this real heavy defensive line rotation. They wanted to keep guys fresh late in games, so it wasn't just him that played limited snaps. It was kind of everybody across that defensive line. And then he didn't start a lot, which is something I think is kind of a bit overrated, that how many games does a defensive lineman start stat, because you had some guys that had been at Tennessee for 4 or 5 years. Omari Thomas, who came out this year and was signed as an undrafted free agent. Some guys that are still there that had been there since like 2020, 2021, which is kind of rare these days with the NIL era. But I think those guys got the start, you know, the ceremonial start over Norman Lott at times. But it was just really a product of a philosophy decision by Tennessee there.
Zach, if there's one thing that you feel very confident with him that's going to translate to the next level, what do you think that's going to be?
I think it's just his aggressiveness. He's a guy that there were times where he would push the line a little bit there at Tennessee. If you watched him in SEC games, some post-snap activity at times, if guys were mixing it up, he was going to be right there in the middle of it. He wasn't really starting it always, but he wasn't going to let guys just push around his teammates. I mentioned last time I was on with you guys that Trey Smith mentality. He's got some of that in him, where he's going to be full go 100% of the time. He's a guy that gives his all every snap. So I think that part of his game is what translates, because if you don't have that, it's really tough to play in the NFL on an every down basis.
You and I both know that players bust in the NFL draft all the time. If he doesn't project out to what you think he can be, what do you think would be the reason? What would cause him to not be a good pro?
I would say just proven to not be an every down guy, or maybe if the knee issue that popped up during the combine, and we're not really sure what the deal with that was. It just got reported that it got flagged, but you know, I'm sure Kansas City has more information on that. Clearly they felt comfortable taking him there in the second round, but if something with that maybe creeped up, that would be about the extent of what I would think could come up and limit his production in the NFL.
I saw that he got suspended for a game for a fight. Was this just a one-off thing, or is there a character concern with him?
Well, there was some stuff that was kind of behind the scenes that Tennessee never really talked a lot about. Maybe it was a half that he had to sit out here or there. And I think that just what I was talking to before, where it wasn't really a character concern. He wasn't causing issues. He wasn't causing off the field problems. He would push that line during games, and he's going to have to rein that in a bit, no doubt. You can't go in the NFL and cost your team with a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in a key situation. That's a quick way to find yourself on the bench, but that is definitely something he'll have to rein in a bit there in the NFL.
Yeah, some of that just sounds like, if you want a very aggressive defensive lineman, like, I'd much rather be in a position where I got to kind of calm a guy down a little bit than have to ramp him up.
Yeah, for sure. And that seemed to be the situation with him. Like I said, there wasn't off-the-field issues that they were dealing with all the time. He wasn't a problem. He wasn't getting in trouble away from the field and causing issues or distractions in the locker room or anything like that.
When you look at the NFL, is there a defensive player that you think, hey, if he could turn out to be this guy, I think that's a really good projection for him?
Yeah, I'm not. He's a tough one to kind of compare anybody to, just because he's a bit undersized to be like a true run-stopping interior defensive lineman. I think his versatility and the way that he can rush the passer from inside is kind of what sets him apart. I think that's what Kansas City saw, slotting him in there beside Chris Jones and creating a lot of opportunities for him. So it's kind of tough to come up with a comparison for him, because he's not your typical edge rusher type guy, but he's also not your typical interior defensive lineman that's going to clog the hole and stop the run.
I don't want to put this word on him, but it sounds like you think he is a little bit of a tweener. Like, he's a little bit in between a guy that can get after the quarterback and also a guy that can be a true nose and really help you stop the run.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'd view him. I think he wants to put on a little bit of weight. I think he made some comments about that, and that he feels comfortable playing a little bit heavier than he was. I think he was around like 290, 295 when he's at Tennessee, so maybe he can get up over 300 there. But I think that's definitely something he's got to prove, is that he can operate in the same manner in the NFL that he did in the SEC, being that kind of tweener size.
That is Zach Reagan joining us on the show today. He covers the Tennessee Volunteers from A to Z Sports. Zach, you know what, man? This is the second time that we had somebody on the show kind of giving us a projection, and the Chiefs actually took those players. So happy to have you on the show again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.